Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sophia and Cameron with your 10 a.m. Zlines. In local news, Queensland is out in front, taking the lead on gold medals won in total compared to other states in Australia. With the closing ceremony of the 2024 Paris Olympics happening at 4 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, Australia has racked up a total of 18 gold medals, 11 of them belonging to Queensland athletes. An impressive feat from all athletes bring home medals. A standout is the country's youngest Olympian, Arissa True, at only 14 years old, who brought home gold from the Women's Skateboard Park earlier this week. In local news, Northwest Queensland's Man Isa Rodeo has attracted young cowboys from around the world over the weekend. 12-year-old Texan Sam Britton described the event as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Britton, along with competitors from around the world, from the United States and New Zealand, showcases their skills in the iconic event. Local council praises the event, saying it boosts tourism by bringing together unique talent from across the globe. In national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has made a statement over the action of the WA school banning a child from their canteen. The staff had apparently missed a lunch order, which prompted mother Natalie Durer to write a heated email to the PNC at Hocking Primary. Ms. Durer told Nine News in a recent interview, "It was not a nice email. I did say some pretty inflammatory stuff." She has since written an apology email, though the ban stays in place. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese commented on Friday, calling for some common sense on the situations, simply saying, "Oh, give the kid some lunch."
Australians are being urged to take a moment and check their organ donor status. According to new research, an estimated 900,000 people in Queensland and Victoria alone are under the impression they are correctly registered to be an organ donor. This is not the case. OTA Chief Executive Lucinda Barry said many Australians believe they are donors due to ticking the box while registering or renewing their driver's license, reinstating this is the easier way to become a donor, as explained by Ms. Barry. She said that would be another 3 million people on the register, which would mean about 100 extra people a year receiving life-saving transplants. It only takes a minute to help save a life. In international news, a landslide has collapsed a landfill in Uganda, killing 8 people on Sunday. The incident happened in Uganda's capital, Kampala, after receiving heavy rainfall on Friday, had caused the landfill to collapse and cover nearby houses. Kampala City Council authorities said 14 people have been rescued, but 8 people have so far been found dead. Rescue operations are still undergoing, the authority said on X. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with the possible thunderstorms later in the evening. It is currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is not rated and the UV index is expected to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.
Bye.
Bye.